Kesar, India, Bihar State, 1900. Margie's voice faded as Jaya sprinted toward temporary freedom, her satchel thudding against her back, sweat pooling at the base of her neck. She turned the corner and ran away from the village to her secret spot by the river. Once she could no longer hear the shrill sound of her mother's voice, she ducked under the branches of the tree that blocked her hiding spot from those passing along the dirt road. She scrambled over the forest floor, taking care not to put her foot down on a snake, and climbed down to the thick curved root where she rested her feet as she sat, relieved, on the sun-dappled boulder. When she set her satchel on the rock a bit too hard, she saw silver flashes of a school of fingerling fish dashing off through the ripples of the clear river. She sighed as she pulled out her drawing book and her stick of charcoal. At the river, Jaya became who she wished to be. Not the daughter of a woman disappointed with her own life, living in a village where nothing ever happened. Not a girl destined to a marriage and children and dreary days of cooking and cleaning and saying yes, sir, to a man who didn't deserve it. Here, with the river singing softly and the forest holding her in an embrace, Jaya was an artist. She spent her days creating the world as she wanted it, putting people where she liked, adding a tiger, making a man's eyes wide with wonder or thin with anger. In her drawings, Jaya found a new life, lives where she decided where a tree would be, and whether a girl would become a warrior on a horse, or the horse itself. Jaya wanted so many things, and in a life prescribed by a mother who resented her, and a village filled with people who continued to think the thoughts everyone had been thinking forever, it was only inside her drawings that she truly felt free. For freedom was what she wanted. Freedom to make different choices, freedom to say no or yes or maybe. Freedom that was not available to a poor girl in a remote village in India. She'd find her mother quietly steaming when she returned to the house, but she didn't care. Today had begun normally, like 100 mornings before. Margie asked her to hang the clothes in the bushes to dry, which she had done. As usual, her mother commented, never able to keep her words in her head, always allowing them to tumble out of her mouth in any way they liked when it came to her daughter. "Why put that red dress in the sun, as if it is not so faded already?" she'd said. "You are either stupid or stubborn, Jaya. In either case, you are useless. Why can't you be like your brother? Krishnan was always good. Now he works in the town, brings home money. You'll never amount to anything." Jaya learned the best way was to keep quiet. But this morning, that was not an option. Someday, something inside of her would not keep quiet, could not. It insisted that she stand up for herself. "If I'm so useless, it's better I go." Just as her mother tried to respond, Jaya reached for her satchel, knowing already where she was heading, and dashed out of the yard. Her mother chased after her, with her ever-present cane, to beat her daughter if she ever could catch her, screaming every insult she could find at this daughter that caused her such anger. Jaya easily left her mother far behind. Besides being good at drawing, she was an excellent runner, even beating most boys in the village. On the warm boulder, Jaya took up her charcoal and positioned her drawing book on her lap, her legs crossed as she liked, and not in the prim and proper way her mother insisted upon. She sketched a black and yellow oriole as he flitted among the reeds, collecting strips of building material to carry to his nest in the tree. He took time, expertly weaving the strips into the half-finished structure. How Jaya wished she were a bird and could fly far away, away from the mundane household chores and the prison her mother attempted to lock her inside. She'd fly away and build her own little house high up in a tree. If Margie passed underneath, she'd poop on her head. The thought made Jaya smile. And then...